In 4 hours, the BJP loses 5 leaders in Uttar Pradesh. Key OBC leader and minister Swami Prasad Maurya quits. The BJP's loss is Akhilesh Yadav's gain. Maurya tells NDTV why he quit just before the polls. As resignations jolt the BJP, top Uttar Pradesh leaders are in Delhi as Amit Shah holds a key poll meeting on Uttar Pradesh. UP's Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya is tasked with bringing MLAs back. Amid the Omicron surge, super spreader events are continuing. Uttar Pradesh gives the go-ahead to the Magh Mela on the 15th of January. In Karnataka, day 3 of the Congress Padyatra draws a crowd of over 5,000, this despite FIRs against top Congress leaders. Is Mumbai now beginning to flatten its curve? COVID cases fall for the fourth straight day. Positivity rate is down to 11.58% from 30% just 4 days ago. Meanwhile, Delhi's positivity rate is the highest since the 5th of May. And this brings in new rules, including work from home for private offices. The health minister in Delhi also says the national capital will hit its peak this week. The government has extended the deadline for filing income tax returns to the 15th of March. A new notification is issued by the Department of Revenue of the Finance Ministry. Earlier, the last date had been the 31st of December. The Government of India has now become the largest shareholder in Vodafone Idea after the Wii Board votes to convert debt into equity. Government of India gets 36% stake, but a big thumbs down from investors. The stock crashes 20%. Widespread youth disengagement will negatively impact India's social stability, individual well-being and economic productivity, says a worrying World Economic Forum report on the challenges confronting the world in 2022. Other factors to watch out for in India: fractured relationships with neighbors, debt crisis, the failure of technology governance and digital inequality. Captain Virat Kohli hits his second slowest test half century in Cape Town as the South African Pacers send half the Indian side back for just 167. And in a path-breaking surgery in the United States, a pig's heart is transplanted to a human. It could have far-reaching consequences for the future of transplant procedures.